Right, I'm going to experiment now with that new intro video as well.
Oh,
has this
yay.
Been cleared? Have we run this by the censor board?
No.
Okay. All right, let's go for it.
Yeah, I didn't rasterize it either.
All right, okay, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
If it's
y'all
going,
are listening
I'm not
to the
anything.
Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Tell me when.
Can't you hear it?
No.
Oh, shit, sorry. Well, it's finished. Go. Sorry.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay.
I've got you turned off on the PC sound.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That was a smooth intro. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 450 of Your Overseas Connection. This is kind of a big podcast, but we're not going to make a big deal out of it because, hey, we reel off 50 episodes like it was yesterday's news. It's November 25th, 2017. We have just wrapped up Thanksgiving here in the United States, and we have lots of turkey and pumpkin pie sitting around. We are all feeling rather fat and very comfortable.
I don't
ready
need pumpkin
for extra
pie
long naps.
To make me feel fat.
I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me on this fantastic episode, we have Miss Nicole Radowski.
Hello.
I was debating on who I was going to intro first. I was like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
What was that? That was very English. That was, hello, what's wrong with, hey, y'all.
I just said hello. Suck it. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, then. This is going to be a fun podcast. Also joining us at some point in time, missing in action currently because even though she has fast internet, apparently her computer is not fast. Kim Woods will be joining us at some point. So we'll bring her in kicking and screaming to the podcast when she is ready. Lastly, screwing up our intros and making everything just a little bit off right now is Mr. Mark Wright.
Yes. Hello. I messed it up again. It's got to be my signature on it to make a mess of everything every week. So,
Mark, honestly, it's all good. You do great work, and you know, hey, we appreciate all the effort you put in.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Just fun giving you a little bit of a hard time because you're such a perfectionist. I know.
I beat myself up more than anyone else. How's it going?
I know.
So, but next week I know what to do now. I can turn the PC music up to you guys so you can hear.
Well, we appreciate that. So I can't wait to listen to this on the re-listen to find out what that new intro was like.
Oh, the intro is exactly the same. It's just a bit of video towards it to match it.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, maybe somebody in the chat will be able to have seen that. If there is anybody in the chat to have seen that, I don't know.
Parsnip's in there.
Well, okay. Hello, Dorian. Welcome to the podcast.
It says my face is redder than my chair. It's probably the lighting.
Yes.
I've got four monitors glaring at me and I always look funny, don't I?
Or you're just really embarrassed by screwing up the intro.
Probably, yeah.
All right. Well,
you are one pathetic loser.
No, not a pathetic loser. Just a loser. No. All right, so we're a video game podcast. We talk about video games. We are available every Saturday at 11 p.m. on the UK time zone. Whatever time zone that is. I just lump it all into one big time zone, by the way. 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. So if you find yourself in one of those time zones, fantastic. And if you're outside of one of those time zones, well, figure it out because I can't be bothered. Twitch.tv/OC Podcast and Mixer.com/OC Podcast. If you're on any of those channels, you can watch us live. You can also catch us on YouTube, youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. We decided to go long form there. Of course, you can always catch us on iTunes if you're downloading this for later on in the week. Maybe you're working out in the morning and you need something that really spark your workout. This is probably not the podcast for that, but hey, we're there for you regardless. A little bit of story time. I think that's appropriate right about now.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
I was pressing it and pressing it, it wasn't working.
Yep, yep, I hear you there. Yep, yep. I was pressing it, and nothing was happening. Oh, yeah, so story time. Thanksgiving. It's a big American holiday. It's where we celebrate the fact that we got one over on the Indians and we stole a bunch of land and we stayed here for good. But what it does mean is we get lots of turkey. We get lots of time with family. And that's what I had here at our house this past week. We had my wife's entire family came up for Thanksgiving. So it was about 11 people all said and done in the house. And even though I stopped working basically around Tuesday afternoon, it's felt like I've been working all week long. I now know what it feels like to run a bed and breakfast, and I don't ever want to run a bed and breakfast. So there's that. Got in a little golf. Yeah, a little holiday golf. Come on, Nicole. You like the golf. Come on.
I used to play golf, so I can't really complain. Playing actual golf is way more fun than watching you idiots on Xbox. Just saying.
Slightly offended, but Tuesday, I actually knocked off work a little early and didn't tell anybody. I just went out. I had my phone with me, so I was forwarding all my emails to my phone, checking my voicemails. It all worked out perfectly. We finished up golf, and right as we finished up golf, I started checking my voicemails, and then there was a huge issue that I had to deal with. So it was the perfect window to play golf. Just time with the family. We actually went out and played some miniature golf yesterday. So instead of doing my usual Black Friday where we get up and go do some shopping, we just moved past it. We didn't do Black Friday. I couldn't figure out how to say it. We decided to spend time with the family. Yes. Well, foregone. Forgo? We forgoed?
No, you decided to forgo shopping.
I suppose that does work. Hey, did I tell you?
I'm waiting for a big grammar police badge to come across this.
My new favorite drink, Nicole, Moscow Mule. For those not familiar with the Moscow Mule, it is it's vodka. A little bit of mint, a little bit of lime juice, and ginger beer. And you mix that all together. You put it in a copper mug. For some reason, it's better in a copper mug. I don't know why, but it really is. And it's just a very refreshing, tasty drink. So there you go.
Is it strong? Ginger beer? Is it made by gingers?
No.
Just asking the obvious questions here.
It is a rather obvious question. No, it has ginger root in it. But it's not actually an alcoholic beer. It's almost like a root beer, but it's ginger beer. I would never drink it on its own, but I absolutely would drink it with vodka.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So there you go.
Is it strong then? Is it a strong drink?
Depending on how much vodka you put into it, yes.
Apparently. Vodka's made from potatoes? Is that right?
Vodka can be made from potatoes.
Potatoes are solid, so it's healthy for you, isn't it? It's good for you.
Yeah, I actually learned, as a matter of fact, as we were shopping for the vodka for this, that vodka's made either from potatoes, which is kind of the traditional way vodka was made, or there's also a variant of vodka made from grapes. So
Is that not wine?
No, and I would have thought so too, but no.
I just can't see grapes growing in Russia.
No. I think it's more like
the potato.
Russia's definitely the potato vodka, but like maybe a place like Greece might be able to do a grape vodka.
You know who else likes that? Robin likes a good old potato.
Mark, that is we're not supposed to be mean like that towards the underprivileged Robin Tate.
We've got to keep me
underprivileged my ass.
Yeah, I know, I know. He self-proclaimed himself podcaster of the year.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Noticed that. Yeah. I also proclaimed him the most modest man of 2017.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So on top of having family over, golfing, we went bowling. I mean, it was quite the family event, getting out and doing all kinds of stuff. And then we sat and watched the movie Whiplash. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or have heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so I guess it won an Oscar a few years back. It might be actually like 3 or 4 years back now. But it's a story about an aspiring college drummer who is looking to get in with a very highly regarded competition band within this college. And the lead the band leader, if you will, for the jazz group is the same guy that plays Mr. Jameson in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then he also is the guy that does all the State Farm commercials, the older guy that talks about, this moose collided with this car and, you know, we memorialized it, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, that guy. So he is a just complete asshole to the members of the band. Like, he's always yelling at them, screaming at them, pushing them hard. For those who are familiar with Bobby Knight, who's a very famous basketball coach from college days that was very aggressive with his players. A few different times he was caught hitting players or, you know, choking them, that kind of thing, because he was always trying to push them to be the best. It was a very similar kind of deal, but it was all about this drummer and what he went through trying to make this this group and then beyond that. So really, really good movie. Highly recommend it. Whiplash, if you get a chance. And especially if you like jazz music or drums, that kind of thing. Yeah, I would. No jazz hands, though. No jazz hands. I would check it out. Yes, Nicole.
That was my jazz hands.
Ah, jazz hands. Jazz. All right. Well, so there's my week in a nutshell. Very little video game playing, but we'll talk about that shortly. Nicole, what about your week? Let's talk about that.
My week. We'll start with the really good stuff. I went to go see Bad Moms Christmas.
Okay.
That was freaking hilarious, but and raunchy. But it's expected. We went to the privé, so that means we got to have alcohol and drink our drinks while we watched it, which made it even funnier.
Bad moms being bad moms in the Bad Moms movie.
Yes, those moms. Again, for Christmas, with their moms. It was hilarious. And then, I mean, that's like the most fun. I did the fifth grade aquarium field trip with my son, took him to go see all the little fishies.
Nemo? Did you find Nemo?
There was a Nemo there.
Okay.
And dories and eels and jellyfish, everything. But, of course, we have to go. My son loves penguins, so we have to go sit there and stare at the penguins for 900 hours.
Okay.
And then
Penguins are fun.
I like penguins and the otters. Those are my two favorites, which is funny enough. My daughter's favorite is the otters. My son's is the penguins.
But did the penguin have happy feet? That's the main question everyone wants to know.
They were swimming feet, I can't tell you if they were happy or not. But the stingrays were cool. You get to pet those.
Seems kind of like you wouldn't want to do that, but I don't know. The stingray part. Just always.
None of them had barbed tails, so okay. I'm assuming that those are either too young to have a barb on their tail or okay. Not a variety that has that on them.
Okay.
So
they were stingless rays.
Yes, they were stingless rays. Yes. So we've done that. That's all the good stuff. And it's finally the end of football/soccer season.
Okay.
My daughter's team won first place in state.
Congratulations.
She was very excited.
As she should be. That's huge.
In last 5 minutes of the last game that they were vying for first place, she broke her hip. 13-year-old broke her hip.
Ouch. How did do we know how?
Well, that's supposed to be really painful as well and dangerous.
Yeah, she went straight down on the ground too. Apparently, it's very common for children, especially girls, that do cheerleading, a lot of sports where you have to use your legs, running, soccer. There's a whole slew of them that they listed. But she had a growth spurt. She actually ended up growing about 3 inches in one fell swoop, and the bones grew faster than the muscles and the tendons. Okay. And her tendons snapped off the hip and pulled the muscle off, and it cracked the bone. So she has a hairline fracture in her hip.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, she's not happy about it. So,
no, it's not. Do they have her in like a hip cast?
There's no such thing.
I just figured there was a full body cast.
No, she's running around on crutches and taking a lot of pain pills.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty much all they can do. They're like, there's nothing we can do. Because where the top of your hip bone is up here,
that
hairline fracture is right on the top of that bone.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing they can do about it. There's no way to wrap it up, make it any better. So she's 6 to 8 weeks physical therapy and crutches.
The good news is she's young. She's young.
Yes.
Kids bounce back from these kinds of things, I think, a little bit better than we do when we're older.
Yes. Which I know that for a fact.
I know. My grandmother broke her hip, and it's not good when we're older and break hips, for sure.
Nope.
No.
So I'm trying to think what else I wrote in the notes because my computer is being.
Well, let's talk about your clumsiness.
Oh yeah. So.
I like the notes that you put in there. I'm like, yeah, let's talk about your clumsiness, Nicole. Come on.
Let's talk about it. Nicole has a broken toe and a sprained ankle right now.
What a family, eh?
I know. You should be wrapping your son up in, like, tissue and, like, Charmin.
He wants to play football, and I'm going to let him. Like, NFL football, not soccer. So, no, I tripped over the dog in the middle of the night, who had decided she needed to get up and wake me up to go outside, which I was very grateful that that's what she wanted to do. But in the process of trying not to like land on this poor animal, I tripped over her and the table and stubbed my toe into the table, and trying to balance myself and keep myself erect so that I wouldn't hit the corner of the bed too, I twisted my ankle. So it's all wrapped up, and my toe is black and blue, and there's nothing I can do about that either.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the wrapping your son up in tissue and soft things.
Bubble wrap that boy.
Yep, bubble wrap that boy.
It's just the girls. We're all accidents waiting to happen. It's just the girls.
That's a rough week, and all this took place this past week.
Yeah, so that was last Sunday for her. And then mine was Tuesday, just before we went out for Thanksgiving holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I know my mom's like, why are you hobbling? Like, do you really want to know? And she goes, no, not really. Because she knows.
Sometimes you know. Just got to let it go. Anything else you want to discuss or confess, Nicole? Any other injuries?
See, I did all that sober. That's what sucks.
Moscow Mule. You just learned a new drink, huh?
Dr. Pepper.
Hey, Dr. Pepper. And I'm trying to think of what would go best with Dr. Pepper. I don't know if vodka would. Maybe rum.
Daniels and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's a good call. That's a good call.
But there's nothing in there, I assure you.
I'm sorry.
I did have some weird drink at the theater, though. I told her I wanted something like a pina colada. I just wanted the coconut flavor.
Right.
She gave me something pink and coconutty. It was good. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Two of those, I was feeling fine.
Welcome to the Alcohol and Injury Podcast.
Right. And on this week's podcast, we discussed shots and broken arms. Mark, let's talk about your life. What's been going on with you?
Boring week, really. Just work, home, sleep, work, home, sleep. I did watch the remainder of Mindhunter on Netflix. That was interesting.
And did it finish up as good as it started?
The last episode was a bit weird, really, but yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to do another one. I hope we are. Yeah, and I started Black Mirror now, because I know Phil Fee mentioned that and said it's good. They're like anthologies, so each episode's a completely different story. And I've just watched the first two, and the second, there's some weird stuff. The first one was quite, not amusing, but it was more realistic. The second one's more futuristic, and it was a bit hard to understand, but yeah, very cool.
Okay.
But there's three seasons of that to catch up on. Well, yeah, that's about it for me this week.
Okay, all right. Well, sometimes it's not always exciting, folks. I mean,
life sucks. Gets in the way, doesn't it?
Sometimes life sucks. You did have an exciting event happen last night outside your window. Let's talk about the drunk drivers in your neighborhood, Mark.
Yeah, well, last night, well, early hours of this morning, it was about 2:20 a.m., and I was just saved my Horizon Zero Dawn game, and I was just about to turn the PS4 off, and I heard this massive bang outside, really loud crash. And I looked outside, and then I saw my neighbour's van, which is normally further up the road, more or less in the middle of the road, with another car embedded in the front of it, with the lights on. I opened the front door, went outside to sort of like see if the guy was okay, and he just sort of like wheel spun like crazy and sped off. So it was a bit of a drama. A few of the neighbours came out and everything, rung the police, tracked him down. Apparently he was drunk. So right. Yeah, that's why he drove off.
I recall you said they found the license plate like a next block up or something.
Yeah, me and the neighbour whose van it was, what was damaged. We went, because when the car drove off, it sounded really, really horrendous, as if something was badly damaged. So we sort of like decided to have a walk up the road. I took my dog with me for a bit of protection.
Oh, yes, Jasper is king of protection, yes.
And
he's going to lick somebody to death.
No, it's scared shit, he'd run away. So we walked up the road to see if we could see if the car had been abandoned, and we found his front bumper halfway up the road, and his number plate a bit further up. So we managed to find the number plate, which the police could then trace. So that was good. Although I did catch part of a number plate as he drove off. So I did catch the first bit, so that was good. So okay. a bit of action last night. So I got to bed really, really late this morning. So I've slept a lot through the day. Wasting my weekend. Well.
Sometimes, hey, the weekend is for recharging, Mark. Sometimes it can't be all about chores. Sometimes it has to be about a little bit of rest.
Yes.
Yep. Well, before we move on to talking about video games, let's maybe acknowledge, I know Dorian was in the chat. Anybody else in there
Womble that we would like Sarah to give some shout-outs to? My phone. Womble, Sarah. Martin. We already said Paul and Baron von Glauer. So Parsnip, Womble, Baron, Sarah, Nick, and Martin. And somebody that needs to be banned.
Okay, and somebody that needs to be banned. Well, that's how we roll.
And apparently Alexa. Yeah.
Okay. And sorry, Robin Tate, we are banning you from the chat, but we'll take care of that momentarily. All right, Mark, let's talk about video games. Let's talk about what we have been playing, or in some cases, not playing.
Shall we play a game?
All right, well, I'm going to kick this off because I literally have played nothing. So we can get me out of the way really fast. I did, however, pick up two games on the Black Friday sales leading up to this week. So Wolfenstein 2. And Wildlands, Tom Clancy Wildlands. I decided to pick that up. Both of them were, I think, half off. So I thought, you know what? Okay, I'll pick them up now. Okay, one more thing. And this actually goes – it's a game. So it fits sort of. But not a game that I played, but a game that I watched. I would just like to say shout out to my Los Angeles Chargers. They kicked the crap out of the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, and I could not have been happier. And also shout out to Gary DeFelice. Gary, my team is now ahead of your team in the standings. And so, you know, yeah, there's that.
Have you guys got a bet on?
No, Gary didn't want to take a bet because he knew his team was going to not be good this year. Although at the beginning of the season, he should have taken that bet because it was looking like his team was going to be far better than mine. But the universe is writing itself and the Chargers better than the Broncos. That's just the way it should be. All right. Mark, I know you're playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Have you finished the proper game yet, or are you getting there?
No, this game is huge.
Huge.
I think I'm about 28 hours into it now. I'm just short of level 30, I think. But yeah, really, really enjoying it.
Okay.
I'm just putting it on the stream now.
Are you still getting a variety of different enemy types, or are they now kind of settled into this is you've seen pretty much everything?
Right. Yeah, I've just defeated quite a big boss type machine, like a flying bird type machine, and I did get a trophy saying that I've now encountered all the machines. So I think I've seen them all now, but there is quite a variety of them, and each one has its own traits and ways you have to kill them. Some are susceptible to fire, some are susceptible to shock and freezing, so you have to be really tactical. And it's not easy, it's not an easy game, and I'm playing it on normal, and I'm tempted to actually drop it down to easy, because it's quite tough. If you don't keep an eye on your health and press it up on the D-pad to heal when you need to, you can quickly be like taken out by these machines. So. Okay. Yeah, I've just found another weapon. Well, acquired another weapon, which I've not used yet, but I've heard Richard Natras talk about it on his podcast. And that's a rope caster, so that's where you can actually tie down machines for a certain period of time so you can disable them. So I've yet to play with that, but I'm too busy playing with the trip caster, I really like that. Okay. So you can have one, it sets like basically a tripwire. You shoot it once and then shoot it again in a different area, and it sets up a tripwire. And you can have one what does electric shock damage, fire damage, or explosive damage. And they're quite cool because you set them up in a way where you put it down and then you shoot the robotic creatures to sort of like come at you, and then the triple of this thing, and it gives them a lot of damage. But yeah, graphically, this game is so good. And the voice acting is amazing. And I know recently that the lady who plays Aloy, she won Best Voice Actor in the Golden Joystick Award, so that's cool.
Right. So I'm assuming this is going to probably be in your top five for this year.
Yeah, I'd have thought so. It's going to be tough this year for my top five, but yeah, I think this is going to definitely be in there.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I see I'm going to skip over Minecraft because we know Minecraft, unless there's something that really needs to be talked
about
there. Well,
yeah, actually, yeah. Just briefly, me and Nicole played the Realms quite a while ago on the PC version, and we've been waiting ages for it coming to Xbox. Finally, it's on Xbox. The Realms are on Xbox, and one of the guys over at Track he's got a Realm. So he's kindly invited me on there. So I know Parsnip's on there a lot. And his lovely girl, Jess, and a few others. Wumble's on there and stuff. So, yeah, I've been back into Minecraft, not played it for ages, but it's changed so much. There's so many different updates to it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's nice to get back into that. It's like putting on a comfy pair of old slippers.
I tried playing that with the Realms when it first did the update, but...
Yes.
It wouldn't work with my son playing on the PC,
yeah.
But it's obviously gotten better because they did some other update after, and I haven't had any problems since.
Well, there's actually two versions now on the Xbox One. There's the Xbox One edition, and then there's another one which you need to download. You get it free if you've paid for the other one, and that one is for the Realms version, as far as I know, so... Yeah, I've had to download
it. So there's like a main version and there's a cross-play version, in a sense?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. What about this last game? So, I mean, we've talked about this game before, mind you, but yeah, I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Robin's raved about this game. So this is a game I've had for quite a while now on Humble Bundle, and it's called Super Hot. And it's quite...
Super what?
Super Hot.
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 Super
and it's
hot.
Got a really unique premise, whereas the action only happens when you move. So if you move forward, left or right, whatever, then the enemies will start moving and shoot at you. And you can't reverse time, which I thought you could, but... So if you don't move at all, it's just like a freeze frame. So right, you have
now,
to...
Quick question. Yeah. So when you are, you know, you're sat there motionless and you're trying to contemplate your move, can you move the camera angle?
You can, yeah, you can move a mouse to look around, yeah.
Right, okay.
Now, if there are bullets being fired in the air, the bullets will slowly keep moving towards you even though no one else is moving, so you have to be mindful of that. So if you see a bullet coming towards you, you can move left or right to dodge that bullet, and then you can return fire. But it's not as easy as just shooting them, because what you have to do is you have to anticipate where they're going to be by the time the bullet reaches them. So it's quite clever. It's a bit of a puzzly-type shooter thing. So I've only done the first sort of like few levels, but it's quite interesting, yeah. I can see why Robin raved about it.
So. Yeah, it when it first came out, I mean, it definitely got a lot of praise, and I mean, it's obviously just continued to come out on some other different platforms since then. So,
yeah, it's just come out on VR, hasn't it? So I know it's on VR now, but yeah, it's really cool. So yeah, and I know it's quite cheap on Steam. I don't know how much it is on Xbox and PlayStation 4, but yeah, it's worth a pickup if you can get it cheap enough.
So, okay,
yeah, that's about it for me.
All right, then. Well, Nicole, you are the last but certainly not least person to talk about what you have been playing. Let's talk some games.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping Kim would be here to talk about Gears, but she had mentioned in WhatsApp that we needed another girls Gears night, which we did start off that way. it was, and then we had a gentleman join us and play with us that had been waiting for like a year for us to get back on and play Gears, which I found amusing. But
are we naming any other individuals here? We're just referring to this person as the mysterious gentleman.
Nicole's on pain pills, so I'm. It's not
mysterious
that.
Gentleman. It is all right.
We're just gonna leave it. Like if I go back and look at my friends list, I'll be like, oh, okay. But
he was your gentleman caller.
No.
Okay. All right. So Gears of War 4 with the girls and dude.
Yeah. And dude, right. I'm so bad. Right.
Womble's put. It wasn't me.
Yeah. It wasn't. Why would it be Womble? It's Gears.
Up,
no, it was, there was a little learning curve to get back into the game because I hadn't played it in so long.
Right.
But we actually did pretty fine. I had gone in earlier that day and played, because I had played with you and then played 10 rounds alone.
Right.
And survived. So I thought I did pretty good.
Considering. You're very confident, right?
Yes. But we had a lot of fun, same old jokes, and it was just like you said, Mark, for the Minecraft, it's like putting on a comfy pair of old slippers. We just kind of fell into a groove. Everybody knew where they were supposed to be, what they were supposed to do. Good laughs, good time. So, and then everything else I've been playing because for Extra Life, my daughter was doing all of her tournaments. I was playing a lot of stuff on my phone. Like, I even went and downloaded games because I was looking for more crap to play because I'd run out of lives or whatever and I'd have to go do something. So right. I did the SimCity Build It, which is by EA, and that actually wasn't too bad. You build your little town. You got to keep your little Sim people happy. You add roads, construction, you know, buildings to manufacture stuff, parks, churches, schools, the whole nine. That's just pretty typical. Toon Blast, It's just,
I think this is the new rating scale. It's like, if you like it, eh. And if you don't like it, eh.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
I like okay. it. It's just, you know. And then Kim and I play Township, which we have.
And the rating? The rating for Township?
Well, I like Township a lot. It's a lot of
wait,
fun.
Wait, Nicole. Play properly.
It's good.
All right. Okay. All right.
So, no, that one's good. And we actually have a podcast, OCE podcast co-op. So if you happen to play that, you can find us and join our co-op. Because right now it's just Kim and I trading things back and forth. Let's see. Toon, SimCity, and Tribes. I'm playing that one. You get these. You are God, and you control these little people.
Okay. Rating?
And develop little islands.
And your rating?
It's okay. It is.
No. Eh?
That one. It's that one. And then my son got me, I've been playing the Angry Birds match, which you guys, I've played that one before. And that one's a lot of fun. I like that one because I don't like the pigs. They still piss me off when they laugh at me. Freaking pigs. And they're all green, which is gross in a way because does that mean they're rotten? They're like moldy pigs?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. That's just pigs. Always bothered me that the pigs were green.
Like I can understand
ham.
That.
Maybe that's where green ham comes from. Anywho.
clearly on pain medication. Angry Birds match. Yeah.
And then Fallout Shelter by Bethesda.
And
I'm not giving you
ratings?
A rating on the Angry Birds.
How about Fallout Shelter?
It's I'm still learning.
Okay.
I can't get the percentage of happiness up in that stupid game, and I still have yet to figure out how to send somebody off into the wild lands. And the people are only like yay big. They're like
right.
teeny. Yay big.
So I think to send somebody off in the wild lands, you drag them up to the shelter door, and I think you drag them to the you basically pick their cursor up and then drag them to the other side of the door and it'll send them out on a mission. I could be wrong, but I think that's how you do it. And so they won't automatically go there. Of course, they have to walk to there. So
okay, because I tried dragging them into the wildlands and they basically gave me the finger. It was a really teeny tiny finger, tinier than they are.
Okay, all right.
I found the best guy for the job. He was lucky, strong, and something else. I don't remember what all the qualities were. Smart was one of them, and agile.
I mean, this is sounding like me, so I mean, you know. But I'm bumped. I need a.
No, you don't.
Okay, never mind.
No, that was a dad joke.
You mean one of them?
Thank you, Mark.
Oh my God, Mark! Do not encourage him.
I'm here all week.
Thank God, right? No.
All right. So Fallout Shelter. How did your extra life go? By the way, I mean sadly, I was not there for you. I do feel bad about that. So
it ended up being 2 12-hour shifts because the 12 hours I did with playing while the kids were doing their games. And then 12 hours on my own, and I went to bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning the next time.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, we're done. Yay, 3 o'clock. Splitting it up was okay for recovery, but not being with y'all was super painful.
I can understand that. I can definitely understand that.
Because you don't have anybody to commiserate with.
Right.
Just everyone being in that Discord chat on that 24-hour period was so helpful. There's so many people coming in and out of the chat who weren't even doing Extra Life, who was sort of like cheering us on and playing with us. It was such a community event. Like Veteran Gamers were saying on their recent podcast, it's getting a bit like EGX now, where we all sort of like use it as a social event rather than going to look at games. So yeah, I can't. It's one of those things on the yearly gaming calendar I really look forward to now. So make sure next year, Nicole, you do it on time with us.
I didn't have any way to hear you guys and talk was my problem. Once I figured out how to freaking do it, You just go into Discord. Does not help me.
Well, yeah, all you do is just go into Discord. Yeah.
No, Nicole, I sympathize with you there because they kept saying, just go to Discord and you can voice chat. I'm like, okay, I'm in Discord. I see all the different groups. And I was like, how do I connect up to the voice? And I'm like, I don't get it. And then suddenly I saw the little thing, the little bar at the bottom, connect to voice. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, once I figured it out, I was like, well, it does me no good now right. that I had to figure it out on my own because connect to Discord. I wanted to smack you. I really did, Mark.
You can use your phone as well. The phone app, Discord app on your phone, can use it for chat. Phone. All right, okay.
But then...
That's actually what I used for the entire weekend of Extra Life was my phone for Discord. It worked out well. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yep. I guess we lost Kim completely. Sorry, Kim.
Sorry, Kim. You're dead to us for just tonight.
She's on 99% apparently.
99%. Yes, well, we are.
Hamsters running quicker.
We are on to a good list, Mark. Everybody loves a good list. We happen to have a good list. Let's talk about it, Mark. Give us this week's list.
Yeah, this is something Robin started putting a list in each week. So I've had a quick look around tonight for a quick top 10 list, and this is a top 10 weird video game titles. This is according to gamesfact.com.
By the way, number 10, I think, should be number 1.
Yeah. Well, I think number 4 number should be number 1. Anyway, here we go. So, number 10, we've got Wargasm.
That's a dumb fucking name.
Yeah.
Not even weird, it's just dumb.
Yeah.
True. Dumb and weird, though, do go hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah, it actually stands for War, Ground, Air, Special Missions. So apparently. So that's what the reader was. Number nine.
Just call it that.
Yeah. At number nine, sure. We've got Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars, which, as most people will now know, is the prequel to what is now the superb Rocket League. So that is the game what they did before Rocket League, Psyonix did. So, yep. Yeah. So that was the sort of like inspiration for
thank God they came up with Rocket League.
Although I would have gone for the acronym on that, the StarPac.
Yeah.
Wait, no. It wouldn't have been StarPac. Damn it. It would have been
Saab.
PBC.
Yeah, you can't do it. Never mind. It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
Really dumb name. Rocket League, much better.
And then at number eight, this is an oldish game from the old Sega CD days, Revengers of Vengeance. So, yeah, I've never played that, never heard of it, so, but yeah, silly title. Number seven, Balls 3D Fighting at its ballsiest, Balls 3D, The Battle of the Balls. I think that's going to win the longest title as well, as well as the stupidest.
Just, the game is just balls.
Yeah, it's got to be a Japanese thing.
Well played.
Yeah. Number six is Divine Divinity. Which is about
as bad as Revengers of Vengeance.
Yeah.
Right.
And keeping on that theme, at number five there is Beyond the Beyond.
Beyond the Beyond. Okay.
Yeah. It's like saying behind the behind. And number four, Prinny 2, Dawn of Operation Panties, dude. Which I think is so hilarious. Nicole's face.
Is that a Japanese game?
It's got to be.
It's got to be on it, yeah. It's an RPG, so a PSP, so yeah, it will be. No doubt will involve some young Japanese schoolgirls. Number three is Kingdom Hearts 358/2 Days. I think they're emphasising on the numbers there. Number two, Hand Dick. But it's DIC, and it's somewhat.
Is it really a video game, or is that short for hand dictionary?
Yeah, I think it's sort of like the same sort of like vein as Touch Dictionary, which is on the DS. So yeah, okay. Number one.
Still, come on.
Yeah.
At least throw the T on the end of that, so that we know that it's for dictionary.
And number one on this list is Dragon Wang. So the dragon's got a nice big wang.
Everybody needs a little dragon wang.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
All right. Yeah, those are definitely some weird video game titles. Thank you for that list, Mark. Let's go on to the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Love that jingle. Yeah, by the way, apologies to anybody listening right now. I think I am at like an all-time low energy moment. Like I could pass out at any point in time. And I know you guys are all tired, so if we're sounding a little low on the energy, it's because we are.
I'm on drugs.
You have an excuse. I'm on a Moscow Mule. I guess that's my excuse. And Mark, it's oh god 30 on your end, so you have an excuse there too. All right, Sea of Thieves, the next alpha test is going to be open to everybody. So this actually might be a really good opportunity to get a community kind of playtime.
We had so much fun with this, didn't we, Nicole, the other week?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been really jealous.
Sea of Thieves, we had so much fun on this.
Oh, yes. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I wished we could have done that for
Extra Life.
Extra Life.
Yeah. Sadly, with the NDA they've gotten it, you cannot stream it at the moment. So, yeah, which is a shame. And they do have this little trick where it keeps popping up your IP address and your gamer tag on the screen. So if you do try stream it, they will know. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, Max Faded is in the chat, Nicole. Remember Max Faded, who played with us?
Oh, yay!
Yeah, hey. Such a nice guy. I keep missing his streams because he streams so early for me, 5 o'clock in the morning for me, but yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So we had such
a
fun
time.
Well,
there we go. So December, let's see, what date? December 1st. You have to sign up, I guess, to their insider program between now and December 1st. And then you will be invited to play in the next session. So you have a few days left. If you are interested in trying Sea of Thieves, get over to the Sea of Thieves Insider Program sign up, and you'll be able to get on and play in the next alpha test.
It's well worth trying. It's so much fun. Working out the puzzles to find the treasure is just brilliant. It's really good fun.
Hey, Greg, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Moscow Mule.
Okay. Sarah wanted you to say Moscow again.
Moscow?
Yeah. Moscow?
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 Yeah. I got myself a Moscow Mule.
No, we say Moscow over here. So.
Moscow?
Moscow.
Moscow? No, Moscow. All right. Forza Horizon, the developers behind Forza Horizon, they are creating a team for an unannounced open world action game. So that's kind of exciting.
That's when I read this. Yeah, especially with a GTA sort of element. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what it turns out to be, who knows? But they've got pretty good pedigree for pulling off big open world environments through Forza Horizon so far. So, I think the possibilities here are pretty good. Obviously, we need to learn more, but it's something to be a little excited for the future. I'm guessing maybe we see something come E3, maybe something sooner. But I think it really is going to be dependent upon if they're doing this out on their own or if they're getting Microsoft to get behind it. And that's actually one of those questions to kind of ask, because although, you know, Playground's been basically doing Forza Horizon 3 – or sorry, Forza Horizon for Microsoft, they are an independent studio. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. This next story does not make me happy at all.
Nicole put this in. Nicole's fault. Nicole should read this. She put this in.
Makes me sad. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I jest. I joke. So the creators and makers of the Pokemon Go game that basically became crack for everybody under the sun that liked Pokemon or had any kind of mobile device that they could use the app for it, they're making a Harry Potter AR game. I don't know what to think about this. Because Harry Potter doesn't strike me as a platform or a content that would be suited for an AR game. I don't know.
Did you play the Harry Potter Lego game ever?
No.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That was so freaking adorable.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But any of the Lego games, honest to God, I find them absolutely just the best games. But they're doing something a little bit different with this and using the gym aspect more.
Right. I mean, it's in some respects, it sounds like repeat and rinse of Pokemon Go, because the description is players will move through their physical world to collect power-ups and defend locations. You know, very similar to the Pokemon Go's gym system.
I suppose technically,
wasn't that Pokemon Go? It was you moved through the world looking for your collectible Pokemons, and then you went to gyms and fought other Pokemon owners.
I suppose if you look at the Harry Potter universe, or the movies and everything, and the books, the Wizarding World is like hidden from us mere muggles. So if you use the AR function on your phone, you might better see the Wizarding World element in the normal world. I don't know. That might be how they do it. So you might better.
Either way, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Might better see some fantastic magical beasts. Or not.
maybe just by tweaking it a little bit, but having a very similar formula to Pokemon Go, they're going to, again, kind of catch fire or lightning in a bottle, if you will. Who knows?
You couldn't get the other game information on there? The other news?
I didn't see any other news.
I sent him another link.
It was just a link to the App Store about Goat Simulator.
I said I'd copy and paste for you.
But
do you want to just talk about it, Nicole, since we brought it up? Now I'm curious. I have no idea what we're discussing here.
No, it was a thing I got in the email, and it was absolutely brilliant as far as I was concerned. Just interesting read is mostly it. I'm trying to find the link I sent him. It is basically talking about how why you would make a game about a goat. And how this game became so freakingly popular when it wasn't even correctly made. So it was just a little news article that it was a sensation from the moment it debuted in 2014. And that it was a wonder it ever had gotten made, which most of us already knew all that. Because if you've ever played the game, you know how crazy they are.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that is actually what made it successful. I mean, if it was an honest-to-God goat simulator, dear God, what a boring-ass game. I mean, you know, let's go eat grass on a lawn, and we're going to walk around. That's completely boring, but you had this – yeah, I mean – yeah.
And then they even say that they ran out of funding, and because they ran out of funding and they had to produce something, this is what they produced. They got as far as they could with this. And they were like, it was one idea of a game about a goat, and it was the stupidest idea they had. And then they started crossing things off the list that were too big or too risky. That stupid goat simulator game was still there. And at the time, Truck Simulator and Farming Simulator were surprisingly popular. I know Lee, what was his... I can't remember Lee's gamertag.
Rel Moria? Not Lee? No, different
Lee.
Yeah,
Rel Moria. Yeah, he's changed it, and I was trying to remember what the new one was. He used to do the Truck Simulator all the time. He loved that game. And I believe Parsnip did the Farming Simulator at one point in time.
Oh, he still does.
So they decided to combine those kind of simulator games, and they worked on that game for a month. And had a goat in a grass field running around doing stupid things, put it on YouTube, and it became one of the biggest hits of the year.
Right. Again, yeah, I think the craziness of that game certainly made it popular.
It was hilarious. And then the goat Z with the zombie goats, and they just increased on that franchise. But it was interesting how it came about. The article itself is very interesting to read. But you take you 900 years to read it. It's a very long article. Ouch. I just hit my ankle.
I'm sorry to hear that you hit your ankle. Also, I think you just kind of gave me the backhanded compliment of it's going to take me 900 years to read that article. And that's a reflection on my reading skills. I take a little offense to that.
No, I'm a slow reader. I just said it was a long article. It will take you 900 years to read. As in, it's a long article. Go drink your fucking mule.
You suck.
Oh, all right. My sarcasm clearly not having a good effect on you. Maybe some new releases will, Nicole.
Oh my God, new releases. So
I've got a few more than last week anyway.
Yeah. And I want to thank you guys for actually just like posting them in the chat because my stuff's not working. So for 2017, November, what are we doing here? November 25th through December 1st. I'm so professional. Black Mirror for the PS4, Xbox One, PC will be releasing on November 28th. Also releasing on that date is Resident Evil Revelations Collection for the Switch. They're going to put Resident Evil on the Switch.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting.
It is, but yeah, I'm quite tempted to get a Switch.
Yeah, keep being tempted. November 30th. Is this serious?
I don't know. Is Robin? Yeah, Chamber Robin could have gotten into this list.
That's okay. Little Bitch Academia, Chamber of Time for the PS4. Doom, VFR for the PSVR and 5 on December 1st. Oh my God. Gear Club for the Switch on December 1st. And also on December 1st, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 for the Switch. So there is a ton of stuff coming out for the Switch, which makes me happy for those Switch owners.
Yeah, I know Steve Conker is super excited for Xenoblade Chronicles 2. He loves the first one.
That's it. That's our very long list of new releases.
Okay. With a long list of new releases that you can spend money on, there are some games that you can download for free as long as you're paying for a subscription. Those games for the month of December on Games with Gold for the Xbox One platform, you have Warhammer End of Times Vermintide. That's going to be available December 1st through the 31st, so basically all month long. Then you have Back to the Future, the game, 30th Anniversary Edition, and that will be available from the 16th of December all the way to January 15th. And then a couple of Xbox 360 backwards compatible titles that will be coming out. Child of Eden, that was the original Kinect game, if I remember correctly. It came out, it was supposed to be showing off Kinect, and then they added in controller support because it didn't do so well on Kinect. But that game will be coming December 1st through the 15th. And then Marlo Briggs and the Mask of Death. No idea what this game is, but it will be available December 16th through December 31st. So if you have Xbox Live Gold, you have a couple of games that you can download in the coming month. Over on the PS4, you get nothing at the moment because nothing has been announced for December as of this time. But keep an eye peeled for it because usually they're somewhere around 3-4 days out. You'll usually get the announcement of the PS4 game. So they will be coming. However, you still have time to download Worms Battlegrounds, Bound, and then Until Dawn Rush of Blood for the PSVR side of things. And then the game That's You, which is a PS Play bonus game for PlayLink. That's the cell phone enabled game. And then R-Type Dimensions, which is a PS3 game. Ragdoll Kung Fu Fists of Plastic, also a PS3 game. And then two more games. So lots of games in November for the PlayStation platform. Dungeon Punks and Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse. So all of those are available for you to download should you be paying for your subscription.
Okay. I looked up Marlo Briggs.
And?
It says it's a hack and slash video game developed by Microsoft Studios, which would be why you never heard of it.
There we go.
Antonio in the chat from yet another podcast, he's put it's a good laugh. It's a, well, in his words, it's a fucking laugh and a half. So I'm quite interested now.
Just from what I see on the screen, it reminds me of, God, what was that zombie movie that zombie game that we really liked? It was cracking me up.
Zombie game that we really liked?
It was a hilarious zombie game. It was like the biggest piece of shit zombie game out there. Like the trailers were amazing.
Dead Island.
Oh,
Dead Island.
Yeah, Dead Island. Like, okay.
That game was so stupidly done. But it was hilarious all at the same time.
Okay.
And that looks a lot very similar to that.
All right. Well, it's something to look forward to. Mark.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about Victories Achieved, if you would be so kind?
Yeah. Victories Achieved is an ongoing quarterly competition we run. It's easy to enter. What you do is you complete a game, then you take a selfie with the credits of a said game in the background to prove that you finished it, and then you just tweet that off to us to @OC_podcast, I think. My mind went blank then.
Yes.
@OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved, and our lovely Robin Tate will then retweet that along and enter you into the prize draw. Each game you enter will get you one draw into the hat. And then at the end of December, we will be drawing one of them people out for $20 of gaming credit or £15, whether it be PSN, Xbox Live or Steam's. So it's well worth an enter. Right. I think our very...
5 days left, folks. Yeah. 5 days left.
No, there's a month left. End of December.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking it's December. I don't know why.
The very lovely
Moscow Mule people. Moscow Mule.
The very lovely Womble Nick, who's in the chat now, won last time. So he got £15 worth of Xbox Live credit. So yeah, it's well worth an enter. So these people have done games this week. We have Caliburn M, who finished GTA 4 The Lost and the Damned. I loved that DLC. One of my favourite DLCs, that. That was on his Yolg list as well. The Yolg is coming to an end this month, so that's why I didn't go into that. Caliburn M also finished A Story About My Uncle. Denak TQ finished The Evil Within, which I bought recently for about £3.50. So we've got that to play as well, Greg. So many games, so little time.
Lots.
Kyle Adams, AdamsKD86, has finished the story of Call of Duty World War II. Bongo Vassane has finished Little Nightmares. Martin C, 1984, which looks like a new name on the old Victories Achieved, so welcome. He's finished South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Real Rich Webster, with his new Xbox, has finished Halo CE Anniversary Edition. He's got the Master Chief Collection, I believe. Louis Stanson, 22, finished Devil May Cry. And again, our very own Bongo the Saint finished Never Alone. Kissima Inkutuna, The Foxtails, which I've played and I really enjoyed that game. It's very cool and cutesy. So, yeah, well done to everybody for completing the games, and you all win this special noise.
You all have a Victories Achieved! Victories Achieved! You have one! Victories Achieved!
And there's a special public announcement as well, what Parsnips asked me to just mention to everyone. Those who play Forza on the Xbox One and on the PC, don't forget to get your Forza Hub rewards before it runs out. You get them each week and you get loads of credits for the game. So don't forget to get your credits today.
That's so, smart. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is a little bit of a shorter podcast, but I think the low energy, the lack of news, and also lack of trivia, not Jason Johnson's fault, I told him.
And lack of Kim.
Yes, and lack of Kim, all equals a little bit quicker show. But Jason Johnson, basically, I shot him out a quick note saying, don't worry about trivia this week, because he had already forgotten. And you know what? He has a lot on his plate, so the fact that he has been here for us pretty much every week possible, we'll let it slide this week. We'll let it slide. It's all good. No need for the trivia this week. We will circle back on that next week. But hey, if you want to be part of the conversation and listen in on the podcast and be part of the chat or the chat, if you always wonder what we mean by when we say chat, it's just the chat in our, you know, our Twitch feed. Or the Mixer feed, but we kindly refer to it as the chat.
Yeah, well, to be specific, Nicole once actually called it chat instead of chat by accident, and it stuck. Like, yeah. Piece of shit would stick to anything like so. Yeah, it stuck.
Pretty much true, yes. But yeah, every Saturday, 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, twitch.tv/OC Podcast, mixer.com/OC Podcast, and youtube.com. Overseas Connection Podcast. That's where we're at. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, those kinds of things. Your Google download music players. Pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, you should be able to find us. And I think at this point, outside of talking about clubs, because everybody loves a good club, we can fire up real quickly the jingle, Mark. I think we should fire up jingle, and then I'll talk about clubs.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I honestly love that jingle. Especially that you like see that, where we're going with this, huh? Yeah, the music is the key. So get involved. And if you need a place to get involved, there's no better place than a club. So go on to the OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One. Go over to the OC Podcast Community on the PS4. And then check out the OC Podcast Group on Steam. And then, of course, if you want to go on to Discord, we have an Overseas Connection Podcast Discord channel. It's discord.ocpod.com, and you can get hooked into a lovely group of people on Discord, because that's a thing.
It's the future, Greg.
It's the future is happening now, Mark. It is happening now. Speaking of the future happening now, let's do some shout-outs. Mark, why don't you start us off?
I want a big shout-out to Parsnip for him being in the chat. We've not seen him in the chat for a while, so it's great to see him back around. I've actually been playing, like I said earlier, Minecraft with him quite a bit, so it's been good chatting with him again and catching up. All the track guys as well on the Minecraft realm, it's been great catching up with people. I just want to shout out you guys and Kim's computer for being such a pain in the ass. over to you, Nicole.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Kim's computer. She probably wants to shoot it, though. to my child, I'd like to shout out my child who, went in with that hip injury, knowing full well her hip hurt and ended up breaking it. But still, she stuck in there till the last 5 minutes and they won first place. So I'm very, very, very proud of Michaela for sticking with it. And to you guys, because always a good time, always a good laugh. To the guys and gals that all did Extra Life, because I wasn't around, I was at the tournaments, but for all of them that got to do it together and had a good time and raised so much money for kids that need it. I know that my local chapter for the hospitals in Birmingham raised over $10,000. Which isn't bad considering it's a small little chapter. So I don't think we did too bad. So thanks again, guys. And over to you, Greg.
Okay. Well, as always, a shout out to the community. We very much appreciate everybody taking their time out of their day to either download the podcast or join us live. We love the interaction. We definitely like being part of this community that really is just a big family. It's a video game family, and there is evidence of that closeness and that bond that we have each and every week. So shout out to everybody there, and of course, shout out to the two of you. Thanks for making the podcast. I very much appreciate you guys taking time out of your nights to be part of the fun, And, of course, shouting out Kim's computer because God bless that computer. She just upgraded all of her internet. I mean, she's like all excited about having fiber and it's going to be fast.
She's so
and then
hyped.
Her computer's like, I can't handle the speed. shout out to Bongo the Sane, Robin Tate. We do, you know, we're putting him up for, you know, Podcaster of the Year. I think that's the plan. That's,
oh, I thought we were putting him up for adoption.
Oh, wait, that's right. That is what it is. Yep, yep, yep. His green card got denied, so he has to go back across the border. But we love him. He is our buddy. He is our friend. He is our brother from a northern mother. And we do appreciate him and love him. As Mr. Webster, we also love him. I've got all kinds of love in my – I feel the love. I'm feeling
you
good.
Feel the except for – You feel the mules, but you feel –
Yeah, no. You know who I don't feel love for?
Go on.
Kim's computer?
Gary Felice. The real Defoe.
You do love him, really.
I know. Gary's a good guy. He knows I love him. But the, you know what? I think – We should finish this on this high note. This is a good spot. So Moscow Mule, if you're not familiar with it, go out and get yourself a copper mug. Go make a Moscow Mule. Enjoy the weekend. Get a little bit of a buzz on. Get a lot of a buzz on. Enjoy it. And get some sleep because I am fucking tired. That's the truth of it all. I am so tired right now. I could fall asleep. I probably will. Go have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Apparently Greg's a Muppet. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Right, we're clear. Yeah, just bloody Parsip and Womble have been egging me on for ages to call you a Muppet. I don't know why. So. Have you tried... Oh, what games have you played?
Have you tried Not both? One game all week long.
Right, yeah.
Literally nothing.
I've done a little bit.
I checked out Tomb Raider. I did check out Tomb Raider with the new 4K HDR.
Yeah.
So I can talk a little bit about that. But, I mean, other than that, I bought games. I did not play a single.
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
I had a bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh. All right.
What was that, Mark?
Bacon.
I just had some toast. That's all I've had all afternoon.
You had toast?
Yeah. We need to go shopping on Monday when I get paid.
Slice. Yeah, I had a cold slice of bowling alley pizza, which, no.
I feel kind of spoiled. Because I'm also now eating Pepperidge Farm double chocolate cookies.
Well, dark chocolate, no less. Now you're just showing off. But I get to talk about golf. You talk about football.
Soccer. Or football. Which one?
Football.
I'm a drunk ball.
It's the sport of kings. Better than diamond rings. Football.
No. I'll take a diamond ring.
Have you ever heard that? That's from that movie Wildcats with Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm.
Talking old school.
Mm-hmm. Who does that? You ain't got no alibi, you're ugly.
I say they call me too many. The
ugly.
Everyday lover. I validate the theory when I'm under the cover.
It's the sport of kings. Better than diamond rings.
Football.
The name's Tarula, I'm a real bad dude. Making sounds and noises that are certainly rude. But when we're on the field, my noises aren't art. Like a, and a, or a plain old ball.
It's the sport of kings.
Yeah, enough of that.
Yeah.
Holy crap, Mike Chin did not know Queen Latifah was a former rap star.
What?
Yeah, even I knew it.
How do you not know that?
32. Oh, God. Right, we might have to start without Kim.
That's it. Kim is dead to us. Let's go.
That was me, fucking dog. Are we ever going to start on time? Ever?
We normally
do. Never.
It's just when we've got, like, Kim on.
It's just Kim.
Right, no, tell me when you're ready.
We don't blame people, Mark. We don't blame people.
No, we don't blame anyone. But it's all Kim's fault, yeah. It's usually
it's
Nicole
the Windows.
As well, but...
It's Windows. It's fucking Windows.
User error? Asleep. I'm like, I need energy. So I yeah, this will be my last Moscow Mule for the night. I think I need something with caffeine in it. Anyway.
Sorry, Parsnip. He says short one today, said Greg's wife.
Yes. All right.
I have a headache, a backache, and an ankle ache. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a wee, and then I'm going to play some Horizon, I think, and have a cup of tea.
Mark, I think I'm going to join you.
Thank you for the first half of that sharage.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mark, I'm going to join you on that first half of the sharage, just in different rooms.
Please do not join him.
Yeah, no. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Videos are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.